This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, and the Thursday Good Day program is on the air. It's the last day of July. You figured that out by now, right? Last day of July for 2014, so we are easily halfway through the summertime, 2014. How's it going for you so far? Do you have good vibes about the rest of the summer and into the fall and the end of the year? There are some interesting and good news stories that are floating about today. During this hour of the Good Day program, Ken Kessler and I go through and probe with you some of the in-depth stories, and sometimes, well, most always there is a guest or two that will lead into a conversation from your point of view. You can certainly reflect with us at 888-302-3684, 888-302-DOUG, or you may, if you're so moved, email Doug at DougStephan.com or Ken at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Kenny, I'm interested to know what the latest on immigration thinking is. The president says that he wants to speed up some of the children's cases. The White House reportedly weighing unilateral steps the president could take, and this would happen over the recess, to defer deportation of there's an unfixed number here, somewhere between 500,000 and 4 million immigrants living in the U.S. This would certainly infuriate the Republicans, who the president says ought to stop hating. I think that was the quote, if I'm not mistaken. Is that what he said, Kenny? The Republicans ought to stop hating. What does that hating got to do with having a boatload or boatloads or trainloads or plane loads or truckloads of illegal immigrants? Such flagrant and mistaken focus just because he's not getting what he wants.
Well, I think that's what the I don't think the hating is referring to the immigrants. I think it's that neither side is willing to work with the other.
So why are the Democrats?
Matter what they offer up.
Right. Okay. So what are how are the Democrats different than the Republicans when it comes to this?
They're not.
I'm defending
either
one of them.
Democrat.
Right.
They're not, but because he's a Democrat, that's what he's saying about the Republicans. If there was a Republican president in the White House, he'd probably be saying the same thing about the other side.
Right. Yeah. And so it goes on. And I'm not sure that that's wrong. I don't know. I think there is a lot of dislike on both sides for those people and ideas that are not part of the mantra that is in vogue with either party at the moment. And nobody seems to know what's really in vogue with the Republicans. And the Democrats seem to be chiding each other as well, because there are some that represent the old black dog Democrats and some that are far to the left, the people in the middle. And so we find ourselves to be a fractured nation. We are fractured. Story in the Wall Street Journal, White House officials have discussed the potential for executive action this month in a series of meetings with stakeholders who support the fact that deportation needs to slow down. These would be people who are faith-based. There are people in this group, obvious immigrant advocates, lawmakers as well. There are a couple of possibilities under the discussion, under the tent, if you will, that would protect people who have U.S. citizen children. The protection and perhaps work permits anybody who has children who are legal in our country, and they're legal because they're born here. That's it. And there, well, also, I think I saw yesterday a way or an encouragement for those who are here illegally, go sign up, put on a uniform, and have that as a way to become a citizen. I'm not sure I have a whole lot of problem with that, except that it certainly is a broad, it's a distance from what has been the case in the past, right? That's not something. We've had a lot of people who put on the uniform, served, and then they didn't get citizenship. I find that troubling, frankly. So what are people saying? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. Anything new, different, or is it the same old Obama's no good, or we need to deport everybody? I mean, all that. You're not going to deport everybody, so forget it. Building a fence isn't going to do it. There's probably not much that is going to do it, because the president has basically upped the ante by saying, come on, you're welcome. I mean, that's really what they're saying. That's what the problem is, in part. That's the way I read it anyway. What do you say? What's going on, Kenny?
Jay says, until the government starts enforcing the laws we already have, the problems are just going to get worse.
Don't disagree with that. The laws are on the books. Don't need new laws. Don't need more money. Just need to do things the way they're supposed to be done. All right, go ahead. What else?
Tom says, I wish Congress would just do something. I'm sick of paying them to do nothing.
Congress paying, but they, for the reasons mentioned, the aforementioned explanation of both sides, the country is so divided because there's so many different groups that are supposed to be appealed to. That's why the two-party system doesn't work. You're watching, you're witnessing the breakdown, the whole destruction of the two-party system. Another quick one, Kenny?
It's a lot of more of the same. Gail says, start enforcing the laws and stop creating new terms for trespassers.
Mm. All right. Yeah, they are trespassers in a sense. What do you do if somebody trespasses on your lawn? You don't want them there. How do you handle that? 888-302-3684. So Victoria Jones from the Talk Radio News Service comes in to talk about immigration and also the VA with some expertise in both those areas in a moment here on Good Day.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has 2 times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes out fantastic with Boston.
Who doesn't love coffee? Well, here's a delicious way to now drink the best of the best coffee and have real impact that makes a difference one cup at a time. I've partnered with BuzzBox Coffee, and now you can try a free pound of coffee. It's USDA organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and will save you money. 10% of future purchases go directly to our efforts to buy 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision. And also support my Eastley Farm as well. Go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox. First pound, free.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they stop what they're doing and break into a dance and head down to their nearest Staples store. Why? Cultural phenomenon? A new trend? A flash mob? Let's slow the track down and play it backwards and see if we get any clues.
Now get notebooks for 17 cents, index cards for 48 cents, and Novus tablets for $49.
Well, that explains it. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limit supplies to stores. Staples.com for details.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
The Doug Stephan Good Day program, 16 past the hour. Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler and I here with Victoria Jones, who's a frequent visitor here, chief White House correspondent and global analyst. Is your head getting bigger? Every time I read this, I think, wow, she's really, she's now the global analyst. for the Talk Radio News Service. It is. Oh, my God. It's amazing. How long have I known you?
Long time.
Long time, I know. And your head always was in a good place. So now it's in a better place. Right, exactly. All right. So, the bipartisanship on Capitol Hill, the House and Senate Veterans Affairs Committees say they want to spend $17 billion, and there are those who say in the Senate, yep, that's good. The House says, not so fast, boys and girls. So, where is this going to go?
Well, I mean, the veterans bill may be the one bill that actually gets done.
Really?
Partly, well, they're so embarrassed at the thought of not getting it done and going home and saying, well, we couldn't even do this for the veterans, they may be shamed into doing it.
So now, are the Democrats boxing the Republicans in, kind of, then?
Yes.
Huh.
Yes, they are. But they're also boxing themselves in. They're all very aware that there is, while they themselves are basically not capable of feeling any shame at all, they know that there's a level of shame that their constituents expect them to feel, so that they may be basically sociopathic themselves. You know, they're expected not to be. And so they have to go home and put on sad faces. Mm-hmm. But on everything else, it looks like they may. And having said that, they may still disappoint us.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't think the Republicans were going to go for this. First of all, it's a way big pile of dough. And when you think about how big the VA budget is now, one of the points that was made yesterday, I think, by Senator Cornyn was, hey, they got all this money that they're mismanaging now. What are we going to spend some more? We're going to give them more money? And then, so the bill addresses, as I understand it from what Bernie Sanders said, addresses firing those people who are no good. Well, that's all well and good to say, but there are civil servant laws, there are all kinds of things that keep these people in place, so it's like moving a mountain, isn't it, to still get rid of most of the incompetence that's there, even though it's obvious, and the guy who was put in place to run the VA now is confirmed, a lot of people extolling his value because he's a businessman. All these people and all of the incidents, they all fit together, Victoria?
Well, I mean, I don't think it's going to be as easy to get rid of them as we think it's going to be to get rid of them. And quite frankly, and I don't think that he's the best thing since sliced bread. There are also some questions about how he left Procter & Gamble, don't forget. I mean, he left Procter & Gamble amid a restructuring of some institutional investors, pushed for faster improvements in profits and better stock performance. And some investors complained he spent too much of his time serving on outside boards, up to 25%. So it's not like he had a perfect job performance record, this guy.
Mm-hmm. All right, so then what comes out of this? I stole and introduced you as the global analyst. What does the global analyst say about the end result this week, this month, this year with this thing?
With the VA or with Congress generally? Because Congress generally, it's a fail.
All right, so failing Congress, what about the VA in the short term?
VA in the short term, there is going to be an improvement because there has to be an improvement. Mm-hmm. And because he is going to make a difference, he is going to bring some streamlining to the VA because they are going to get rid of some deadwood. And because there is a major investigation separate from the VA, an independent investigation going on, because whistleblowers are coming forward and because changes are being made. Some structural changes are being made. And because they are going to be hiring more doctors and nurses, and that is going to make a difference, because you don't have enough doctors and nurses to handle the volume of new patients coming in. That's going to make a bit of a difference too.
Well, when you understand, even though they pay a lot of them $300,000 a year, which is pretty good for doctors, they don't want to get themselves involved in the BS there. Victoria Jones from the Talk Radio News Service in Washington.
Hey, folks. folks. This is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring, and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Seven's good day with Doug.
More naked, more often. It's not bad.
Rich McFadden.
Well, they have no control over their hormones.
Jennifer Horn.
3/4 of us do the show in our pajamas.
Roberta Fasinelli.
Don't you know that coffee is proof that God loves us?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Doug Stephens, good day. 25 years of audio radiance for our radio audience. I don't believe I just said that. Doug
American music. Remember last year this time, people were saying Aretha was dying?
Yeah. Yes.
Not so fast.
Yeah, well, she's losing weight and looking great.
72 years old, Richie.
Yep.
Says she's feeling as well as she did when she was in her 50s. She's going to vacation in New York, playing in Wisconsin this week. Actually, as a golf fan, is going to the U.S. Open. She's taking French lessons, studying classic piano. She says she's begun to hear the classical training in her style and inflections, and expects audiences are going to, too. So she's being influenced by classical music. She aspires to be as good as a classical pianist named Vladimir Horace. Remember him?
Wow. That's an aspiration.
Yes, it is. She's so jazzed up. Get it, Richie? She's
what
jazzed
a great
up.
Lesson, though. Even though you're in your 70s, yeah. You don't have to stop learning. You can still find motivation.
Ohio State
Love
Fair.
That.
She's performing there. And that's Thursday night. She says, I have a lot of opportunities for performing. She also is trying to stay away from some of the things that got her to be as heavy and unhealthy as she was food-wise.
But what do you mean, like 4 fried chickens and a Coke?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. From the Blues Brothers.
Probably not a good way for you to fill your stomach cavity.
And dried white toast.
Yeah. She's really kind of, there's something special about her, and I don't know that I can put my finger on it. It's just what she stands for and how she carries herself. Yeah, she just
very
has
charismatic.
It. Yeah, right. Yep. Oh, Richie, I know what I was going to ask you to do. We have, I think there's an NSYNC album. I guess actually you could play any NSYNC tune because this is the best of. Well, you want to tell Richie what to play?
whatever you've got. Any NSYNC is good, Rich.
Well, let's
underscore the story that's today at DougStephan.com about this new NSYNC album that was released yesterday. The only thing is, none of the members of NSYNC
knew.
No
one knew. Lance Bass tweets, and he's like, it'd be nice if the record company let us know that we're releasing an album today. Oh, yeah.
All right.
So,
it's going to be May. In the best of NSYNC. What's the album actually called, Jim?
The Essential NSYNC, I
believe. The Essential NSYNC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one you got to have. It's essential.
It is essential. You should all go out and get it today.
Yeah. All right, so anyway,
will you get it?
I already have every NSYNC song ever, so probably not.
No. That's not the way these work. The way these work is they find one that was in the trash can that they never released. I got caught on this in Zeppelin. And the Beatles, you get caught on this all the time. I mean, Traveling Riverside Blues, my favorite Led Zeppelin song. You can only get it on the box set.
The second CD is full of rare songs that weren't on any of their albums.
From NSYNC?
All right.
You talk about NSYNC.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go out and get it then. I will buy The Essential. Because if there's enough sales girls, maybe they'll go on tour.
Who's in NSYNC?
Grateful Nation, thanks.
Justin Timberlake, Joey Fatone, Lance Bass, Chris Kirkpatrick, and J.C. Chassé.
Really? So she's got a name in the test. Joey Fatone.
My favorite. The best.
But the only one anybody really knows is Justin Timberlake.
And he translates in English to fat one.
Yeah, all right, 28 after Calm Down. 28 after a good day. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes. A stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Stephan. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
Hotel doors are for privacy. They're also the best way to get inside your room. The twin beds in hotels aren't special made beds for twins. When you spend less on a hotel room, you still get to use the entire hotel room.
Get up to 40% off hotels during the summer sale. Hurry and book by August 4th for travel by August 18th. Hotels.com, the obvious choice.
Performance Bicycle, the nation's largest online cycling retailer, is facing record high inventory, and it must be sold. Now through this Sunday, it's the Red Tag Sale at PerformanceBike.com. Over 1,000 items on sale now. Many prices too low to advertise. Red Tag deals on helmets, clothing, art, accessories, and hundreds of bikes, all priced to sell now. Plus, over 50 doorbusters at 50% off, but only while supplies last. Don't miss Performance Bicycle's Red Tag Sale at PerformanceBike.com.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise@GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Attention in this half hour on your health and well-being. First, though, something that a lot of you have asked a lot over the years, the focus on where can I get Doug Steffen Good Day stuff? I have a T-shirt, got a hat. What do you have? Go on your internet browser to cafepress.com/goodday goodies. It's all one word. Good Day Goodies. cafepress.com/goodday goodies. You'll find an assortment of wearing apparel, tote bags, cups, mugs, keychains, lots of other stuff as well. Have your credit card ready so you can place your safe and secure order. Most items ship in 24 hours, and there's even a 30-day money-back guarantee. Soon we're going to have a link on the website and Facebook page, but if you can't wait, head over to the store now and take a look. And check back frequently because they're going to be adding new things all the time. Charlotte goodies, goodies from Eastleigh Farm. That's Cafe Press, cafepress.com, Good Day Goodies. All right? cafepress.com/Good Day Goodies. The conversation about the price you're paying for meat, for fruit, for vegetables, people feel like they have been bitten this year for especially eating beef and pork, higher prices, the drought conditions, various deadly things that have affected pigs and raising prices. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says that all prices for all types of food, Kenny, rose by almost 3% last month compared to the prices a year ago. Meat prices up 10%. From the same time a year ago. Wow. Pork prices up 12% over last year. Have you noticed that or been thinking about it when you went to the grocery store? What do the high prices mean? they mean that you will have to substitute some of your favorite cuts of meat with some of the lower priced cuts. That's what people are saying to Phil Lempert, our supermarket guru. You can get information about what's going on in the supermarket by going to DougStefan.com and the Better Living. Well, there's actually a box next to Roberta Fasanelli's Queen of Cheap Information, which is fresh and new today. You'll see fresh new information about the breakdown of what you're paying more for. Clearly, in that area, there are big changes and incentives for consumers to make bigger adjustments. You're going to, if you don't want to pay the extra money, switching to cheaper cuts is what people are doing. Switching to cheap poultry is what people are doing. The Department of Agriculture reporting the prices for fruits and vegetables have increased a lot, but not quite as bad as the prices for beef and pork. Fresh fruit prices up by about 5%, some cases 6%, some cases 8%, depending on what it is. Price of vegetables up 2 to 3% over the same time last year. That's how they measure it year to year. Prices are a result of a lot of things that have affected the whole country. A lot of people are saying they're going to become vegetarians, too. I find that kind of interesting, Kenny. People wanting to find fresh fruit and vegetables. Yeah, the price is up, but not as much as it is for meat and poultry, that sort of thing. So a lot of I'm a farmer, as most of you know, a dairy farmer. I don't do preservation. I don't grow produce and stuff. But my friend Tom Hansen does, and there's also an organic farm that's between my home farm and the dairy farm around the corner here. And they're growing a lot of, and finding a lot of people coming in wanting to eat vegetables and wanting to buy more. Buy local produce this year is up in terms of interest and expenditure about 14-15% over last year. I wonder if the two things are related. There are people who want fresh tomatoes year-round, and my friend Tom Hansen has gone to hydroponics. You can't do, unless you've got obviously a barn that's heated, you can't raise the hydroponics during the wintertime. But he got his stuff out early and started early. The hydroponic tomatoes, I tasted one last night. Man, are they terrific. So people looking, because of rising prices, at buying in bulk as well. The fruits and vegetables that are being stored, sold in stores like Costco, the discount, the big box stores, they aren't as fresh. Remember, wasn't it last week? There was a recall of a bunch of fruit that had been somehow or other in the packaging. It had developed E. coli or salmonella, I think. So under the circumstances, people are trying to buy more or what they think is healthier stuff. And what we found out was that the same people that supply Target and Whole Foods are the ones supplying Costco and Walmart and places like that. So you wonder how good. Matter of fact, I think I saw a spot last night for Walmart. It was a Walmart commercial saying how their fruits are picked by farmers. You know what a load of manure. I mean, I wouldn't even, I'm sort of shocked they ran that spot, given what has become a part of what we all know about the problems that there are with these fruit packers. The farmers aren't picking those. There's a big machine that picks those things on these huge farms that grow. They have thousands of trees, whether they're peach trees or orange trees or apple trees or pear trees or whatever they are. They're not being picked by any local farmers, I can tell you that. Anyway, that's something affecting our health and well-being. Also, in health news today, there'll be a lot of people talking about the report that came out in the last 24 hours with regard to the setup of Obamacare. Management failures by the administration, according to the report, set the stage for woes that paralyzed the health care program. I don't know if there's anything new in this, Kenny. It's just sort of a compilation and a government-prepared document which basically lays the blame on the administration. Not that, I mean, after all these months, what difference does it make what the blame? I mean, other than knowing how much money was thrown at this thing, I love these spokespeople. There are more spokespeople for the administration than there are days of the week. And a name I haven't heard before, Aaron Albright, said the administration takes full responsibility for the serious problems and not getting some of the improvements done. Anyway, this is a report from the Government Accounting Office with new recommendations that suggest the problems are not over by any stretch of the imagination. Orrin Hatch, the senator from Utah, one of the lawmakers who requested the investigation, said millions and millions and millions of dollars, taxpayer dollars, were wasted to build a website that didn't work because of bureaucratic incompetence. And that kind of gets to it's not a health problem, it gets to the whole problem of how government, which is so big, and it doesn't make any difference whether it's the local level or state level. Sometimes local government is efficient if you have good management. Sometimes the states can be fairly well run. But when it comes to the government, the federal government is just too big. The GAO report concluded that contractors were not given a coherent plan, instead jumped around from issue to issue. The cost of the sign-up for the system for consumers ballooned from $56 million to $209 million. In the time they were fiddling around with it. And so basically what they've done is take their shot at the administration. So that's the story. If that has any bearing on what's going on in your life, swell. Happy to add to the information quotient that you have. Speaking of that, our Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's a very well-known Nooka chiropractor and also sort of a homeopath on his own. He doesn't call himself officially a homeopath, but he has very great, terrific ideas, in fact, about what's going on in the healthcare world. Addresses Ebola and some of the other things that are in the news this week. Curious about what's going on with your health? You want to listen around here. Stick around. Dr. Jack Stockwell next on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
This weekend at Guitar Center, to celebrate our 50th anniversary, we're offering incredible savings in every department. Like a Squire Stratocaster for just $99. Ernie Ball electric guitar strings, 3 sets for $10. 2 Symbol boom stands for $40. Or a pair of Elisa studio monitors for just $49. Plus, enter for your chance to win a VIP trip for two to see Slash, featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators, live on the Sunset Strip in Hollywood. It's Guitar Center's 50th anniversary, in-store and at guitarcenter.com.
Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
Policy issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. 1-800-294-6051.
So, I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. It's totally new, totally advanced. And it even looks different. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv. And it's the number one name in acne care. But Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. And it's better for your skin, too. Proactiv Plus is their best, most effective solution ever. The plus means more. You get more medicine to heal blemishes and help prevent breakouts, plus more solutions to acne problems, like dark marks, dryness, redness, and oil. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-867-2116. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus 100% risk-free. Get fantastic results, or you pay nothing, guaranteed. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-867-2116. 1-800-867-2116.
Hi, Dr. Jack Stockwell is here with us on the Doug Good Day program. Richie Kenny and Jen are always interested in what Jack has to say, one of the four important doctors. His website is jackstockwell.com. He publishes the Forbidden Doctor newsletter, and he also happens to be one of the most important NUCA board-certified doctors, chiropractors in our country. So it's good to have him here. The tan skin controversy created by the U.S. Surgeon General, who apparently has just woken up to the fact that tanning is bad for you, even though for 20 years we've been talking about how bad it is for you. Any comments about sunbathing, vitamin D, tanning salons, et cetera, et cetera?
Well, if you're in a modern tanning salon that has the right ultraviolet B rays, you're okay. You can overdo that like you can do anything else. One of the lost arts of health in modern world society today, in what would be considered Western society, is sunbathing. It's something that's been known for hundreds and hundreds of years. Get them to the coast. Let them eat seafood. Get them that salt water breathing in their air or in their lungs, and get them plenty of sunshine. It has reversed so many diseases. Sunbathing is a missed art in our society today.
It is?
Absolutely. You're a farmer.
Turns your conversation all on its head, doesn't it?
You're a farmer. Now, you got to look who's sponsoring this research, and it's usually sun-blocking companies that have all kinds of ingredients inside their sun-blocking material that is absolutely detrimental to health. Now, there are some exceptions to this. There are people who absolutely have to be blocked from the sun, but they're in a very small minority, and it goes back to the overall health of their body anyway. I have so many patients whose skin conditions have cleared up by spending an extra hour or so in the sunlight. So it's a dietary thing as well as a sunlight thing.
Well, I think you've got to have a lot of vitamin D3.
You're getting that. Do you get the vitamin D when you're out there in the sun?
We know that cancer is a relatively new phenomenon. It's a disease. I mean, it wasn't around when the cavemen were around, or even in the Old West, maybe.
It wasn't around 110 years ago to the degree it is today.
When do you surmise the first cases of skin cancer were?
Well, if you go back to the medical anthologies, if you look at some of the earlier published peer-reviewed research, it was never a bit of an issue until about the time we were born. Well, me, 1950. Doug, what, 1920? You, 1970. So when our diets as a whole in America changed, post-World War II was when you saw the explosion of cancer, the explosion of heart disease, the explosion of diabetes.
Would you tie it to refrigerated foods, boxed foods?
Well, that has definitely contributed to the... Not eating fresh foods, not eating raw foods, and then the commercialization of our meat products. You should never eat anything that comes from a commercial meat plant. Nothing. Some of the healthiest food on the planet is grass-pastured, freshwater, non-antibiotic, non-hormonal, shot-up animals. Because that's what mankind has eaten for millions of years on this planet without these degenerative diseases. But when we went to the commercialization of huge farms that have destroyed the soil, so there's nothing in those plants that you think is in there except something to make it look green, yellow, or orange. When you've gotten to the point where our animals are Franken animals, We got away from fermented foods. We got away from the way our ancestors preserved foods for a long time. They would salt their beef. They would ferment their vegetables. They would ferment their fruits so that they could last through the winter until the next harvest. We've gotten away from the way people have eaten where we did not have degenerative diseases.
I heard a fascinating
overwhelmed with
story yesterday that in 2 years, China will surpass the United States in refrigerated foods.
Yes.
Up until about 5 or 6 years ago, China was so rurally based that they never needed refrigerated foods. But now it's becoming such an urban country that they will surpass us in refrigerated foods in 2 years.
Watch the explosion of degenerative diseases replace that.
Interesting.
Now, it's interesting how the credibility goes down the drain when I hear in the background.
Jack's getting a...
That's his bird.
Yeah, that's his bird, remember?
It's cockatoo.
I do remember that, yeah.
Woo-hoo. What bird? So I traded it for a pet lion. Down, boy, down, down. Gap, not me.
Jack Stockwell is great. Check out Jack
Stockwell. Gap, not me for Ebola.
All right. Yeah, stop getting Ebola. JackStockwell.com is his website.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
So the main theme in the background is from The Terminator. This is the movie that in a lot of people's minds helped to sort of recreate Arnold and what he was all about. Arnold, by the way, is celebrating his 67th birthday today.
I'll be back.
Yeah, that's probably the most famous. So he at first, I was reading something about this. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. Reading something about The Terminator and how he was not the first choice for this because the producers and Cameron, as the director, felt that he was too identified as Conan. And so they were thinking of him not as the Terminator, but as another character, Chucker, in the movie,
hero.
Right? Yeah, as the hero.
They were thinking of probably in the Michael Biehn role as the hero.
Yeah.
And so then, he would have played Reese.
He would have played Reese.
Wow.
Yeah. And then
he actually convinced Cameron to let play the Cyborg.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, he did. So at any rate, and I think that story was told recently also. He was on David Letterman's show or one of Fallon or with some of them. But anyway, Schwarzenegger, spell his name. This would be a great trivia contest. Jennifer, can you spell Arnold Schwarzenegger's last name?
S-C-H, Schwar, War, W, A-R, hold on, Schwar, no,
Schwarzenegger.
Z-E-N-E-G-R,
E-G-G-R.
G-G, there's two G's, G-G.
Schwarzenegger.
All right, so
that's very good.
Remember, you can't spell Schwarzenegger without war.
Ooh, that's right, and two G's.
If you had to pick one Arnold movie as your favorite, do you have one?
True Lies.
Yep,
that's very good. I love that one. Yeah, mine's going to be Total Recall.
Yeah, I'm with you.
True Lies is a good movie.
Total Recall's great.
Yeah,
it's best comedy. Kindergarten Cop.
Yeah, he's good.
It's
not
a
Puma.
The business with him and Danny DeVito and Junior, was that
Twins.
Junior?
Twins.
That was pretty good, too. All right, Chuck Curry is here to review what the movie news department wants you to know about things that are going on in the world of video, DVDs, movies in general. He's the man who knows, and he has his report. By the way, you can check out his blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond Every Day. You can get to it by just putting that in your Google search bar, or you can go to DougStefan.com. Find Chuck Curry in the contributors box at DougStefan.com.
What are you doing?
What am I doing?
Keep going.
Oh.
Yeah. No, you do I not have to stop here, sir. Please.
Oh, I thought I had to stop. I'm sorry.
You do not
I
have to stop
my
here. We are fine.
All right.
You've been a good boy today. Chucker gets all of his time.
As opposed to whatever. All right, Chucker. So before I go down memory lane, what do you have in movie news for us?
First off, the sequel to Seth MacFarlane's hit comedy Ted has just begun production. Mark Wahlberg returns, although the female lead will be different. Amanda Seyfried is the female lead opposite Wahlberg, taking over for Mila Kunis, who I think will have a cameo in the sequel. That's good news for my daughter because she loved Ted. I know she's 8, but she did like it. I'll tell you a quick true story. My daughter's teacher last year asked the students what was their favorite film of the summer, and my daughter said it was Ted, and my daddy's taking me to see the sequel.
Nice.
So she asked me if that was true, and I said, well, my daughter's favorite movie is Ted, and yes, I'm taking her to see the sequel.
And what did the teacher say then?
She looked at me like I was crazy, which I
have no problem.
Which you are. In a good way, though.
One other bit of news. The Expendables 3 comes out August 15th, but a pirated DVD pristine copy was leaked online, and it was downloaded over 200,000 times on one of the illegal websites. This is not abnormal, but the fact that it was such a clean copy, that is unusual.
So how would that have happened? What's your speculation as to how that happened?
They probably sent a screener to somebody, and somebody gave it to somebody, like a friend, and they wound up selling it.
Mm-hmm. There you go. All right.
Probably a couple million.
Yeah. This is the anniversary of Richard Gere and Julia Roberts coming out in Runaway Bride. First weekend did $35 million. This weekend, 1999, Chucker. What were their names, the character? Remember the name of Richard Gere's character? Anybody remember?
I do not.
No. Ike Graham. Julia Roberts' character's name was? Should remember this.
Do not know.
No, really? Nobody's remember?
Yeah.
Maggie Carpenter. Maggie, I would have thought people would have remembered. All right, Nutty Professor 2, The Clumps, debuted on this date in 2000.
Really? Thank you for bringing that to my attention. I don't know if I would have made it through the day if I didn't know that.
The Flick did $42 million in box office the first weekend, Richie.
Yeah.
And
very
2000,
funny.
That was pretty good. So, he is funny. Yeah, he's a funny guy.
Eddie Murphy's a very funny guy.
Yeah.
He was a funny guy. He still could be.
I think if they do the right job on the Beverly Hills Cop, the next installment would be pretty well. Also, this is the anniversary of the Black Cauldron opening, Walt Disney movie in 85 and 98, Private Ryan opened. Did $30 million the first weekend, Chucker. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.